When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Forever Dog.
Okay, welcome to the wall, everybody. This is What did I just? Did I just say welcome to the wall?
My lord, is everything? Are you? You
see, welcome to the show.
Okay, you're a little off today.
I've been welcome to the show. This is Godcast. I am your host, God. I am joined, as always, by my sidekick, Joan of Arc. Hello, Joan.
Hello, you. I'm
a little nervous. I'm not.
But I was going to say, you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah, you. Is that a new tunic? Who are you wearing?
This is a new tunic. It actually, it's a Versace, if you want to know. Versace, Giovanni Versace, was nice enough up on his cloud to make this for me.
So tragic. But heaven looked so much better once he got here.
Look at the sleek lines, though, on it. Isn't it nice?
It is nice.
Yeah. I think it kind of really highlights my omnipotence.
What? So what's the occasion?
what is Sunday, Joan? What occasion is happening on Sunday, this Sunday?
Oh, Mother's Day.
Yes. And did you not read the pre-show brief about who our guest was?
Oh, I like to be surprised, but who's coming in today?
Our guest today is Mary.
The Virgin Mary?
Yes.
OMG, I love her.
OMG, indeed. And I haven't seen her in nay upon 500 years-ish, I think, sometime in the Renaissance. It's been a very long time.
So you're actually, like, a little nervous.
I am a little nervous. She's somebody that, obviously, there was a time in the past I was somewhat close to her.
This is adorbs. I am so glad you're going to see her.
Yeah, I think it's long overdue. It's a little strange. I know Jesus found it strange, and that's why he's not in the booth, by the way. I got the Archangel Gabriel filling in on the booth. Thank you, Gabriel. Jesus chose to sit this one out. I think he felt that he would be,
awkward.
I think he felt that he'd be a bit of a third wheel for this, or maybe a fourth wheel, given that he's in the Trinity. I'm not sure what number wheel, but I think he felt it would be awkward for him to be here between dad and mom, because it's an awkward relationship among the three of us.
Yeah, and I know he has some strong feelings.
He has some very strong feelings. And I was on his podcast, coincidentally, a few days ago, Jesus Christ's Amazing Colossal Podcast, which is terrific. Really good. They got some top name people on there. And we started talking about this because he apparently has been talking to some human doctors, health experts on fertility, gynecologists, obstetricians, ninth grade health teachers. And long story short, he is skeptical about my explanation for how he was conceived. I'll just let him tell.
Yeah, well, let's play the clip.
I'll play the clip.
I spoke to doctors, and not one of them thought that's possible, that you can get pregnant, give birth, and still be a virgin. So I was willing to go with that story before, but not now.
Well, but you know that you're divine and I'm divine. I'm God, so I can do that. I can do anything I want to.
Okay. Have you cured cancer yet? No. Have you even cured the flu? No. Nothing. You haven't done. Oh, and getting back to Hitler.
It always goes back to Hitler with him.
I hate to say it, but I think you're right. It does often go back to Hitler with him.
Yeah.
He brings up Hitler for no reason.
All
and when
time.
I call him on it, he says he's just into, and I quote, World War II memorabilia. But it feels weird to me. But that's a separate issue. the main idea is he doesn't believe he was conceived the way he was conceived. And I understand the skepticism. And if I were anybody but God, I would say, you're right. It's impossible.
Yeah.
But I'm God, and with me, all things are possible. And with a good accountant and me, all things are deductible.
Well, so, okay. So Mary's coming in. It's our Mother's Day episode.
Yes. Yes. And you can't have a bigger Mother's Day episode guest, obviously, than the ultimate mother. My former, what do I call her? She's not my wife, obviously. We never.
And she's not like a concubine. I mean, it's not like.
No, she's not a concubine. She's not a mistress. She was, boy.
Well, let her explain. Let's let her explain.
I call her an old flame, but that's really more you, John. She was just somebody that I was very close with, and I look back upon with very fond and warm feelings.
I hope it's okay, but I took it upon myself to come up with like a celebrity name for you and Mary. Like God and Mary. So your celebrity mashup name is Gary. That's your celebrity mashup name. It's so cute. Oh, there goes Gary. Oh, more the Gary's in the tabloids again. Gary's spotted at the grocery store.
Were you planning on continuing to talk, or at some point were you gonna stop?
I'm gonna stop right now. I'm gonna stop just right this minute.
This isn't about you. This is about me and feeling really nervous. And because I'm God, I'm omni-everything, which means I'm omni-feels, meaning I have all the feels, and I have all the feels right now about this. And I'm hoping, I'm letting the listeners in on what's going to be, I am sure, a very weird and illuminating and deep conversation. And I hope you all appreciate the fact that I could keep this personal. I don't have to open this up to everybody, but I want to because I think it makes for a good podcast, and hopefully it'll help raise the advertising rates a little bit if we get more people listening.
You are so brave, and I have your back.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to prayer of the week.
Okay.
I think, we have a cue that's very impressive sounding for that.
He has all the...
Prayer of the week!
That's the one. I think I really like that one.
Yeah, I like that too.
Okay, Joan, remind everybody how to leave a prayer of the week.
Yes. So every week, God answers one and only one prayer. And the way to get your prayer answered is to go to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. If you want to leave a nice one, that's helpful. And leave your prayer in that review. We will read it, and maybe your prayer will be answered on the air by my Lord.
Maybe.
Okay, so this week's prayer comes to us,
Joan,
from a woman named... Yeah?
Joan, hold on a second.
Okay.
I have a little surprise for you.
Oh, okay.
It's...
What?
It's Mother's Day, and I know you're not a mother.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, you're a woman, which is the same genre of person as mother.
Right.
And I want to do something a little special for you.
For me?
So, yes for you. So this week, I'm going to answer one of your prayers.
Okay.
I'm going to answer one of your prayers. Yeah. Now, think about it carefully, because there's
the fire. I want the fire to just go out. I would love to not be on fire. That's my prayer. That's just no fire. Fire free. That's my prayer.
You want me to put out your fire?
Yes. That's my prayer. Wow.
How does that feel?
Amazing. This is amazing. Thank you, my Lord.
Nerve endings coming back in the lower torso there?
Yes, I can feel things. I'm not scared. This is all I've ever wanted. This is freedom. I can do things. I can run. I can jump. I can play. I can dance. I can get close to people again. Thank you, my Lord. Thank you.
That's terrific. That's my pleasure. That's what I do. When we come back, we'll be back with the... What?
But it's back! The fire's back! Wait, why did you do that? You said I could have my prayer!
You did. You were not on fire.
It was like a minute. It was like a...
Well, you didn't specify a duration.
I thought it was under...
It didn't specify a duration. And I urged you to take your time and think about the prayer and think about the wording, but you talked right over me. No fire, blah, blah, blah. And that's what happens. And that's why when you pray or leave a prayer on our app podcast site, you need to think carefully about the wording so that I can't have any ambiguity. Oh, stop
it.
Right.
No, you're right. I just don't know when I'm getting this opportunity again. So I'm sad that I squandered it.
You've been on fire for eternity, and you prayed to have the fire removed, and I removed it for 30 seconds, and then I put it back, and you're correct in saying that the blame belongs to you.
Yeah.
It's your fault
for
miswording your request.
Yeah.
Yeah. You understand now? Okay. I need to have Mary be able to recognize you when she comes in. So without the fire, you're nobody. Okay. Yes, I know you're in armor, but that could be anybody. Anybody could be in armor.
Okay. That was prayer. Yeah, that was prayer of the week.
Prayer of the week!
Coming up, my interview with the Mother of God. Not me God, the Jesus God. That would be weird.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
My next guest is the Mother of God. Oh boy.
Oh gosh.
My next guest is the Virgin Mary, and I'm gonna Mary, please, I'm gonna play your traditional walk-on music. Let's hear it.
Oh, you remember?
That, of course, Schubert's Ave Maria for all you uncultured heathen boors out there.
Oh, God.
How are you?
I'm good. It's, gosh, it's been so long, you know? You look good.
Thank you. You look really good, too.
Oh! You're
really good.
You know, thanks. Thank you. You look good.
It's weird because, you know, obviously I see you everywhere. Everybody sees you everywhere. Every museum you go to. And
I'm not photogenic. I guess I'm paintogenic.
You have never looked more virginal. You have never looked more like someone who has never had sex before.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You know, it really is. I really do believe that, you know, God gives you the face you deserve, but also just that, you know, who you are really does manifest in what you look like, how you look like. I mean, you really do have to be beautiful inside and out to, you know, really be beautiful.
That's great. It sounds like you're in a good place right now, Mary.
Yeah, I really am. It's funny. I really am. I really am. I really am.
Well, as you
gosh,
know,
you look great. Gosh, you look great.
Thank you.
I feel so, can we just break the ice? Because I feel so like awkward. Is that fair to say?
Oh,
it's a little awkward, right?
Yeah, that's fair to say, because this, we're talking over 2000 years ago now.
I mean, has it been?
according to the calendar, yes.
The calendar,
according
right.
to according
your
to
calendar, yeah.
My mind, I'm like, whoa, how
yeah.
has 2000 years gone by?
Just like that. I mean, yeah, but you look good.
Thank you. Well, I brought you on this show because, of course, it's Mother's Day.
Thank you. Yes.
So I thought you should be on the show. You have not been on the show, I think, since Mother's Day, I want to say 1522.
I remember that was it was kind of a flirty interview.
What do you is that wine?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's Shabbat somewhere.
Yeah, I guess that's true. So where do we start?
Where do we start? Start at the very beginning.
By the way, you know by now that for various reasons of scheduling, our son couldn't be here.
You know who?
He couldn't be here today because in his defense, he's dying on the cross, as he does continually. So he does have stuff to do.
Yeah, it really gets in the way of sending a shoebox greetings card, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I don't know if you get this a lot, but people always are wondering, because I know, because I hear everybody's thoughts at all times. How was that really a virgin birth? You know, how did a woman have a baby and not have sex?
Can we just get real? Can we speak candidly here? I mean, you can edit this out, whatever, but I guess we fucked. I mean, you were nice enough to protect my reputation at the time, and I appreciate that as being part of the deal, considering you didn't pull out. But I feel like originally saying I was a virgin was bringing me points, and now I just feel like it makes me look like a liar. It just makes me feel like, especially to, you know, Gen Z, they're just obsessed with hypocrisy and this shaming and that shaming. And anyway, can we get real, or should we, are we not, another glass of wine first, maybe?
Okay.
Or?
Okay. No. I'm hearing your truth, Mary. I'm really hearing your truth, and I'm glad you're getting that out. And
it's so condescending when you say your truth, because your truth is the truth.
Okay. Even though he's not here, let's talk a little bit about our
son. The elephant in the room.
Yeah. He's not in the room, actually. I wish he were.
He was in my womb. By the way, very painful labor. Very painful. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen Rosemary's Baby? You know the part where they make Mia Farrow look even thinner?
Yes. Well, thankfully, the manger you wound up giving birth in was already set up
softest
with childbirthing equipment.
Oh my gosh. The hay was so soft, it might as well have been tumbleweeds.
I don't know. I thought it was picturesque. I don't know. I thought it had a nice little kind of a rural charm. It certainly has lasted through the centuries, hasn't it? Oh, by the way, you're welcome.
For what?
For three things.
Oh,
the frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Oh, please.
The frankincense, gold, and myrrh.
Okay, and is that, like, each hour of labor is represented by what? Do you have any idea? This is what it's like. This is what it's like to have this, like, horrible, 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 horrible pregnancy into this horrible labor. And then, and it's always the mom. It's always the one who sticks around, who gets none of the credit. It's the absent father that is, I've seen it in fucking Royal Tenenbaums.
Yeah, no, you get none of the credit. There's no artwork of you, Mary. No one knows who you are, Mary. God, you're just
the other frustrating thing is nobody knows how good I can fuck.
Okay, why are we going here?
So good.
You want to go here?
I feel like this is a rhetorical question, and I'm anxious about it. It's like when you get your temper, old or new, testament, it is you're danged if you do and you're danged if you don't. You know what I mean? There's no right answer. So why don't you express yourself and I'll just go with the flow.
All right. Okay.
You're probably just going to, what is this, a non-apology coming up?
No, I'm trying to think of what I want to get to next, because I'm aware of the fact that while this is an extremely personal conversation, it is also a professional one. And I'm trying to give the listeners the best possible experience and arc the conversation in a way that makes
sense.
Now,
when you say professional, are you talking about branding? Because you know how much money I make off of any of those godforsaken keychains?
What godforsaken? I never forsaken keychains. I have never forsaken any keychains.
Bumper stickers, tattoos,
and candles. I love your candles. Sorry, I just had to interject. I love your
Joe!
Candles.
Joe.
Sorry. I'll be quiet.
Joe.
Yes, my lord.
That's the cue to stop talking.
Boy, am I glad we didn't have a daughter. They would have had I mean, I look at poor Lot's daughters. I think, what did you do to them? What do they do besides exist?
I make completely reasonable demands of all the people that I work with. I am as professional with them as would be, say, Scott Rudin or Harvey Weinstein. I am a good leader among people in this industry.
Okay.
Let me ask you, I do have a series of more banal talk show questions for you I want to ask you. If that's okay with you.
Oh.
Your virginess. Your virginess. Uh-huh. Thank you. Here's the question. What is your favorite representation or image of you in the entire art world?
Well, it's not of me. It's of our son, but I love Piss Christ.
Andre Serrano,
yes.
His Piss Christ.
It's so good. It's so cool. It looks great. It smells even better. Just kidding.
Mary, just for anybody in our audience who may not understand the reference, and I say that just because most of our audience is brain dead, stupid people, what piece of art are you referring to?
Well, Andre Serrano, who was getting money from the National Endowment in the Arts in the 80s, made this fabulous piece where the sculpture of Jesus Christ, a.k.a. Sonny Boy, was suspended in a plexiglass cube of urine. And I loved it.
You thought that was a good look for your son, for our son.
It's one of those things where, like, great art, I know it when I see it. Maybe I was just mad at him at the time.
But you and Jesus do get along very well.
When he reaches out, he's very nice. When he finds that, it's so funny that his girlfriend's name was Mary. Don't you think that's funny?
Yeah, I'm not sure he would call her his girlfriend.
Well, I wouldn't call myself a virgin either, but we're what is it? The winners write the stories.
How much wine have you had at this point now?
A vessel or two? Half carafe? Half carafe?
Your face is all red. I remember this. I remember this about your face. It gets this red when you've had too much to drink.
You love it. Look at you.
It's that color.
You look at you. You want more. I don't blame you. I'm great in the sack. That's the problem my reputation.
Joan,
yes,
do you have any questions? If you want to have any questions, I'm sorry I yelled before. If you have a question you want to ask now, please go. I did a minute, so go ahead.
Joan, also, if you have any questions about the following thing, your period, puberty, what it's like, if there's hair around your nipple, it's all normal. I just come to me directly. Don't read what people have said that I've said. If you have any questions about being a woman or... Yes, go ahead.
I just had no idea you were so slutty.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's... I revered you before.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
And now, like, you sort of have, like, street cred.
Joan? Do you know how big the clitoris actually is? Like, do you know the extent of its reach?
Okay, I'm going to leave for a few minutes.
No,
I can't.
No, you should be here for this. You should be here for this.
I can't handle any of it.
I'm God. I'll hear it anyway.
Well, you know,
I just
like,
don't need to hear it
You
here.
Know the nose,
I can hear
right?
It outside the
You know
booth.
We're like,
that's
I
how
don't
big
hear
it can
it
get?
No, no,
booth.
That's just the part that they see. And then inside, they go, like, it goes, oh my God, Joan. It's like neurons, the reach of it. And then there's like, if once they're like these two puffy bulbs, and this is nothing to say about the insides, there's a G-spot on the top and the bottom connects to the butt somehow.
What?
Okay, I'm back. And that's enough.
God, you
made
it. So immature.
That is enough.
Holes are holes.
Shut up. This is my show.
Oh, you've made that abundantly clear.
It's not JoanCast or MaryCast.
No, as a matter of fact, it's not JoanCast or MaryCast. It's GodCast. GodCast. That's the only show with... That's one of only several shows with...
It's one of only several hundred shows with that name.
Yeah, we know.
I know the answer to these questions, but I do think since you're on the show and you're a guest, you should open up a little bit, pun intended. So, you were a technical virgin at the time.
That's what I said.
Of our meeting, but you were not a virgin. You did have some experience sexually, did you not?
Oral, anal, and handies, yeah. But here's the other thing. I said I was a technical virgin, but guess what? I wasn't.
No, you weren't. I would know. I would know for several reasons.
I was Joseph pulled out a few times. Let's talk about my cuck husband, Sleepy Joe. I call him Sleepy Joe.
Yes, at the time of your marriage, you were 19 and he was 62.
19 in Bible years, which means 14.
No, it was very much like a Jerry Lee Lewis and 14-year-old
right,
girl
or
kind
a Dane Cook and the girl with the Instagram.
Okay, thank you for keeping the references more topical. I do appreciate
my pleasure.
That, Mary.
I did your podcast.
Right.
With my comedy partner at the time.
That's right. You were comedy partners with a young Don Rickles. You were so good. You had such chemistry.
Well, he was good. I wrote the stuff so I could be the straight man and he could get the jokes. And everyone's like, oh, no, the straight man's the hardest part. It's like, well, it is in terms of collecting praise.
Yeah, that's a classic mistake. You got to know better. If you want to put yourself in the front, you got to put yourself in the front. You can't leave yourself with the straight man material.
Yeah, but the act was good. The act was good. And I knew deep down it was my responsibility. But again, deep down, don't pay the rent. Anyway. Yeah, so we went on your podcast. We did bits. You were flirty.
I was a little bit. I thought you were a very interesting creation of mine. I was very impressed by my work.
My gosh, you sound exactly like Woody Allen. You sound exactly like Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Well. You were a very impressive creation of mine. You were very good in Alice.
And then around the year 4 BC, we were all talking up in heaven, and we decided the plan was to send someone down, a kid down, mm-hmm. my son, mm-hmm. on a kind of a mission to redeem the world. And that was kind of the plan.
How did that go?
And we were looking to be continued.
It's a series, not a feature.
And first we did a location scout, and we thought, well, Bethlehem seems like a good set.
The weather's consistent.
Very nice, very consistent. And then we just look who in the area could we cast, except life is the actual role, to be a young woman who is pregnant with a virgin birth. And you stood out immediately, Mary.
Thanks.
You were tremendous.
Thank you.
I think you were the first girl we saw.
When you keep talking about this in terms of casting, but this was dating. And I feel like you're being disingenuous. And we're talking about a casting couch. You wanted to get someone pregnant.
Obviously, I guess the jig is up in terms of this ruse we've been perpetuating, which I did, as you said, largely to keep your honor intact.
Right. And it was a different time. I do appreciate. Look, I made the deal for a reason. One was, you know, we didn't want to humiliate Joe any more than like he had to be in order to, function sexually, which is a thing between him and me.
No,
and
I know all about that. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, it is what it is. It is what it is. And then beyond that, like I said, it was a different time. Like you didn't.
It was literally a different time in the sense that it was BC,
right.
And not AD.
Right, right. Yeah. Isn't that funny that like the whole thing is based on your kid? It's you're proud of your children. You know, you want them to do better than you. You certainly want them to outlive you, ironically. And I think the other thing, too, which I did appreciate at the time, which we had a conversation about once we sobered up, was that by keeping me a virgin in the narrative, it was less about like, oh, this woman can like fuck a prophet into existing, which, by the way, is true. But if everyone knew that, I mean, I don't think I would have lasted past Tisha B'Av. And that's a holiday. I don't even know what it is.
Up ahead, the second coming of my interview with the Virgin Mary. Were you surprised when Sigmund Freud found you in the unconscious of every male on Earth?
Not at all. That guy was bananas. I mean, I've done coke too. It doesn't make me feel like everybody wants a cock. Please.
So you think before Freud came along, people would look at something like a hot dog or a cylinder or something and they
yes.
wouldn't think about penises at all?
Oh, no, I didn't say that. I'm just talking about the, like, you-know-what envy.
Oh, the penis envy.
It's like, I'm not jealous. You know why? I know how big my fucking clit is. And Joan, I'm going to send you JPEGs because I'm telling you, this thing extends like past the lips, like it's really remarkable.
That is so graphic.
It is great. Oh, you said graphic? Fine. Whatever.
By the way, if you haven't noticed, I've had a couple of glasses of wine myself and,
And?
So you still look really good, Mary.
You look really good.
Because like, you're what, 2020 now, I want to say? Like, no, 2000... No, no, 2045. No, but you were born before. So, like 2058.
2000. I will say 2000.
Okay. Sorry.
I have great skin.
You really do, Mary. Mary has great skin.
And the other thing that's really nice is that I have, you know, like ring lights are popular now. Like, I kind of invented them. Like, I kind of came with my own around. They say halo. I say ring light. Let's call the whole thing excellent lighting. So what did you get me for Mother's Day? Brunch? Oh, are we gonna order sweet and savory? It would have been nice to have gotten some more checks, I will say.
Oh, you mean royalty checks?
No. Child support.
Oh, child support checks.
Yes.
I think by the standards of the Bethlehem of 0 to 5 AD, you had a pretty comfortable middle to lower middle class lifestyle.
That was when there still was the middle class.
Well, that's a different story. I know, unfortunately, there has been a lot of erosion and gentrification causing a weakening of that area.
In Bethlehem, it's Bethlehem Heights. Now.
Yeah, it's Bethlehem Heights. Although, if you actually go to South Bethlehem,
it's getting the pandemic set it back a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I would have appreciated more money because being famous isn't the same as being rich.
By the way, if it makes you feel any better, it probably doesn't. It's not as if Jesus is getting any money from anything either. I mean, he doesn't receive any funds.
Although if he had, I mean, imagine it would make like Minions franchising look like bupkis. I mean, imagine if he got a percentage off of, again, every keychain, every shmata, every, you know. Anything.
Mary, I wrote the Old and New Testaments. I'm responsible for them legally anyway. Imagine if I copyrighted them. Imagine I would be raking in bills.
I don't think you wrote them both. Didn't you? You like edited it, but you farmed it out to some freelancers.
I farmed it out, but I was responsible editorially.
Yes.
I oversee it, which is, believe me, that's in charge. I could have Bezos money now.
Why can't I have some? You know what Bezos' ex did? She gave it to charity. I wouldn't. I get a chin implant for no reason. I look great. I'm a lot of fun in bed. I love our kid. I'm bummed about what happened. I feel that like you're responsible for it. In a way, I feel like I'm responsible for it just because mother's in guilt. But I am disappointed that we didn't have anything past that one night. But I do understand that it was part of the deal and part of the ruse. And I will say it is a bummer not to hear from you on Christmas.
Okay, I understand. Now I swear I have not been stalking you. It's just that I happen to be omniscient, so I know everything anyway. And one of the things I know,
well, I deleted Facebook.
I know that too. One of the things that I know about you right now, which is everything.
Yes.
One of them is that you're currently not really, you're not with anybody. You're not really seeing anybody right
now. No, I'm in a relationship with myself.
Oh, how does that work?
It means that I'm alone.
Right. Okay.
And I'm pretending that I chose it.
I see.
But yes, I am single. I date, and you know, it is kind of nice to, like I said, like I've been saddled with this lie that, you know, we both came up with. We're both complicit. I'm not saying that you imposed the idea that I was a virgin on me. It was something we had a conversation about. Sometimes it works in my favor when I am dating boomers and greatest generationers, because to them it still matters. You know what I mean? Gen X, to some extent, millennials, Gen Z, they're like, don't slut shame. Men older don't like that I've been with thousands of men. And it's nice because there are boomers.
that was accidental on purpose. I touched your hand.
I have. Okay.
And I don't know about you, but I got feeling a little.
I have goosebumps. Vibration everywhere.
Yeah. I have the same thing.
God, right? I have like. I didn't even know I had little hairs where, things are like everything's standing up. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing. I'm gonna lay it out there, okay? I'm not gonna even like bullshit you at all.
Yeah, no, it's.
I am totally into you right now.
Oh my totally god, I love
wanting
this.
To do this again. But here's the thing: like, I don't want to create another Jesus. Like, I can't, if you do it again, like
you are in for a treat, my friend. You are about to be the recipient of some good news.
Yeah,
I have three words for you: IUD.
Okay, good.
It's not gonna happen again.
I'm a little, you know, yeah. Right now, so forgive my if I stammer, but like your skin is like
it's really good.
It's so satiny.
Thank you.
So virginal.
Well,
like that's the thing. Like regardless of your actual behavior, like you look like a virgin, which is the opposite psychologically in a man's mind, of course, from whore.
Well, it depends on the man. Okay, yeah. I mean, listen, I love compliments, and I will take them because at this point. You know, in life, I've learned that you take them, you don't argue with them. What are you, stupid? But it's just interesting generationally that being a virgin to some people, yourself included, is a compliment. I mean, for me, it could just mean like loser. But if you think I look beautiful, I will take that. But I will say that virgins, I mean, listen, look at any teenager. Their skin looks like shit.
Oh, sorry, Mary. I don't mean to interrupt. I have a question I have to ask. Where do you shop?
Nordstrom Rack.
Yeah, that seems right. That seems like a practical.
Yeah, but it's designer and it's, you know, you're not like rooting around at, you know, TJ Maxx. But
I feel like you liked Lohmann's before it closed. Am I right?
Where'd you find her?
Oh, Joan?
I'm sorry. I thought maybe...
I found her burning at a stake in northern France in 1431. It's a long story. 100-year story, actually.
But how did you choose... There were like a billion women like that. Why her?
It is a good question, God.
Louder? She was just louder? You were in the mood?
Why me?
I have to say here, I'm actually, despite everything else, I am a little protective of Joan there. And I don't think you need to be attacking her like that.
I'm not attacking. I'm just asking.
I just asked about Lohmann's.
It hurt my feelings.
I loved Lohmann's. I was just saying if
you can tell.
Okay, guys, I'm not the problem. Okay? I'm not the problem here.
Well, you're not the solution.
Just got weird.
Do you know that I don't pray to you?
Yes, I know that you don't pray to me.
How does that feel?
What's most hurtful to me is that you, I know this for a fact, you of all people are an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that to me. How is that? That's very hurtful. Very hurtful.
You ghosted me, buddy boy. How else was I to mend a broken heart? You ghosted me. What a ghost it was. It was the Holy Ghost. You friggin' Holy Ghosted me, you piece of shit. How am I supposed to react to that without saying he doesn't exist? It hurt my feelings. It hurt my feelings so much when you disappeared. We had the best night together. It was so hot. It was so special.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
For what?
I'm sorry, Mary. I truly am. I'm sorry for not getting back to you.
Okay.
I'm sorry for not communicating with you better about my needs.
Right? For not keeping me in Nordstrom instead of Nordstrom Rack?
I don't want to interject again, but I just feel like I have this Groupon for Pizzeria Una that I'm not using, and I just thought maybe you guys
what
would want to grab...
What is happening with this girl?
Dinner? Maybe the two of you should just... I'm just opening the door if God is too afraid to ask for you two to maybe go... have a meal together.
So, Mary, I have to, you know, I'm going to wrap this up. Mm-hmm. I have like the end of the show.
Yes.
To do after this and the credits. And then that'll probably be no more than 5 or 10 minutes. And then, you know, if you're still free, I'd love to just take you out.
Have sex.
Somewhere. And
to be honest, just come over.
Okay. Okay. So if you wait, just wait 10 minutes, Mary. And then, as soon as I'm done, I'll come to your place and fuck the bejesus out of you.
Oh, no. There's a bejesus? Oh, no. Can't wait to meet him. I bet he'll be a riot.
Well, it's fair to say this interview has not gone quite the way I hoped it would, but still it's a
pleasure. Still going to fuck you. You said you're coming over in 10 minutes. What else do you want? A roast?
No, I, you know what it is? I really think that you just think that all I think about is sex.
And when you're with me, you do. When you're with me. I read your books. I know what else you think about. It makes me sick.
I find you very attractive. I find you very attractive. I'm not apologizing for that. But I also, I know it's been 2,000 plus years, so it seems a little like a long time. But it's not really, not by my time
scale. What's your point? That you're about more than this? I know. Believe me. You don't need to go through your spiel of like, this is what I think about vaccines. And like, this is how I feel about, you know, eating shellfish. Like, I don't care. Like, that's out there.
I actually think that I'm fairly progressive on any number of social issues.
Okay.
It's not funny. It's not funny. I think I'm reasonably liberal. I know you think I'm like I'm Jehovah, and I am. That's true. I am Jehovah. But still.
Like what? Like what? Like how? What, mana?
Yeah, mana was good.
Honestly, it was... It hit the spot, but anything could have.
I do regret all the deaths it caused from just impacts on people's skulls.
Yeah, but regret isn't the same thing as like making the right decision in the moment. You need to learn how to apologize better. That's my note for you going forward.
Being God means never saying you're sorry.
Well, I'll never know, I guess. I just want to say one more thing before we go, besides Happy Mother's Day to everyone. What a woman has an orgasm, her vaginal walls tighten and it helps the man ejaculate. So if you're in favor of procreation, then you gotta figure out how to make a lady C-U-M.
Here's the weird thing. When I designed Men and Women, I did not put in a mechanism for the female orgasm.
Well, somebody did.
I know, it's really weird, but I think it just kind of happened. Please. I think it just kind of happened.
No, it did not. Oh my, you're playing. I hope you're playing dumb.
No, I'm not playing dumb, and I'm also saying, I'm not saying good things about myself. I'm saying I couldn't have cared less about the female orgasm, is what I'm saying. But somehow.
Well, honestly, the coding is still there. It was still coded. Whether or not the engineers knew how to crack it, like, it's still there. This is why I don't believe in you. It's too sophisticated of a mechanism to have been created by someone who's just like, duh, shellfish.
Yeah, see, this is why I could never have stayed with you. Like, I could not have stayed with you because
I was married, first of all. There was not an option.
You know what? I bet you I could have figured out a way to make that work somehow. Please. What with me being the Lord Almighty.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, Mary's publicist says she has to get over to Regis and Kelly. Who is it now, Kelly and...
No, it's the St. Regis Hotel. I'm meeting someone.
Oh, I thought you meant like Regis and Kelly. No, she has to get to the St. Regis Hotel.
Regis is dead. How's he doing, God?
Regis is great. He's up here all the time.
He's so
higher or lower energy?
The same.
Okay, fair.
So Mary does have to
go.
I'm sorry.
That's your job, John. It's fine. You have to go, Mary.
Okay.
Thank you so much. It was great to see you again. And I'm just so glad everything is working out so well for you in terms of being seen by everybody everywhere all the time.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for the Mother's Day bouquet.
Any message for the kid?
Come back. I miss you, for God's sake.
Thank you so much. Hail Mary, full of grace, everybody. Well, that's our show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all next week.
Okay, no, just don't forget to tell them to like, subscribe, and leave a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, of course. Like, subscribe, review, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Okay, everything
but
you do,
we still
all
have
the
to,
internet
like,
stuff that you do that helps us do all that stuff. Gotta
wrap up the show. He's gone. Okay. We have to like end this in a more professional. Gabriel, do you have any suggestions? Anything you want to talk about?
I just do production.
Okay. Any Twitter accounts you really like lately that you want to tell us about?
Julie Klausner's funny, at Julie Klausner.
Oh, I love her. Yes, at Julie Klausner. You should definitely follow her and listen to her podcast and Forever Dog. I guess we'll just wrap this up. I could sing.
We're happy already.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Godcast is a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Alex Ramsey, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and David Javerbaum. Original music by Gabe Lopez. Joan of Arc appears courtesy of Tara Sands. For more original podcasts, visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. For ad-free episodes and exclusive bonus content from this show and others, sign up for Forever Dog Plus at foreverdogpodcasts.com/plus. And if you haven't already, remember to follow God on Twitter at The Tweet of God.
Forever!